Hey, are you ready to co-collaborate with the universe in order to unlock, unleash, and truly step into the life of your dreams? Well, my beautiful soul, you are exactly where you need to be, and you're receiving the exact message you need to step into a realm where dreams become reality and desires manifest into existence. But before we get into this week's episode, it's that time of year where I open up the doors to my always sold out transformative program, ITM, Into the Mystic. And in 4 weeks together, you and I will deep dive into the mystical realm of feminine energy, harness the power of the sun and the moon, tap into the ancient wisdom of crystals, align with your highest potential through shadow work, and master the frequency of, you guessed it, M-O-N-E-Y, money. This is your chance to embrace abundance, fulfillment, and true manifestation like never before. And for my valued podcast listeners, I'm offering an exclusive 20% discount on enrollment with the code ITM20. ITM20. Plus, I offer flexible monthly payment plans that are available to everyone to make this life-changing experience happen. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Step into the Mystic, which starts May 26th, and unleash the power within you. To start right now, just slide your finger over to the show notes and enroll today. Learn how to manifest the life of your dreams. You're listening to the Manifesting Miracles podcast. By tuning in today, you're dialing into your frequency of abundance. I'm Michelle J. Lamont, your manifestation master and guide. Ever since 2016, I've been obsessively dedicating my life to uncovering, dissecting, and analyzing every aspect of the practices and modalities in which we call manifestation. You see, you are truly more powerful than you can even imagine and fully capable of manifesting miracles on the daily. I'm going to teach you how to attract a life beyond your wildest dreams using your own divine power. So let's get started manifesting your miracles right now. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time for us to align ourselves with the highest and the best version of our reality in order for us to manifest the miracles that we came here to co-collaborate with and to be a creator in this reality. My name is Michelle Juanita Lamont, and you are tuned in to the very best podcast on the internet to help you manifest your miracles in 30 minutes or less. Because I am a master, a guru, a trained, educated, and proven leader. I've manifested celebrities, vacations, money. I live in a million-dollar dream home, and I drive a beautiful car. And if you know how I started out, you would know that these types of goals and these types of dreams were a fantasy for the lower version of me. So I'm dedicated my life to making sure that I'm on top of every single way to make you manifest your miracles faster and more powerful and with more precision and in a way that leaves it absolutely impossible for you to deny that you are the creator of your reality, because my friends, you are. And if this is the first time that you've ever tuned in to Manifesting Miracles, well, you've tuned into the best show. Whoever sent you this link loves you. Whoever sent you this link knows you. Whoever sent you this link wants you to be the highest version of yourself, and they see you playing small. They see you not living up to your potential, and they know that you can manifest your dreams because they're in the process of manifesting theirs because they're already listening. So there's over 64 countries on this big blue marble that are currently tuned into the vibration of Manifesting Miracles. But the truth, the energy, the existence of Manifesting Miracles is because of all of you, because all of you are tapping into the vibration of your spiritual journey, and you're on the self-concepting journey of evolving your energy and transmuting yourself into the highest and best version. And somehow I got lucky enough to have you in my reality. And I'm so excited to spend this time with you. because you are worthy. Yes, you are worthy. You are worthy. Yes, you are worthy. You are worthy. Yes, you are worthy. And so how are we going to, me and you together? I'm a coach. I'm a course creator. I'm a content creator. I'm a speaker and I'm a podcast host. So how are you and I going to come together to create a reality that benefits you in the highest and the best way possible? Well, in order for us to manifest the highest version of ourselves, we have to start by answering a few questions. And if I was coaching you and you were sitting in one of my coaching sessions and you were doing 6 weeks to success, or if you were doing one-on-one coaching with me, I would ask you, the first thing that I would ask you about your future version of, all the things that you want to create, they're all possible. Everything is possible. Okay? Nothing is impossible. That little phrase, even the word impossible has possible in it. All right? So by having that one thing, that one desire, that one manifested thing that you deeply want so bad you can taste it, what changes? That's the first question. What, by having that, what changes in your life? In order for you to manifest the highest version of yourself, in order for you to manifest your reality and become a high-functioning, manifesting manifester, the creator of your reality, the limitless being that you are, by having this thing in your life, what changes? That's the very first question I want you to answer for yourself. Because until you know that, it's going to be a lot harder for you to create in this reality because you don't even understand what it is that you really want. And the next thing is, and this is very important for you to kind of like settle your energy in, why do you want to manifest that? Why do you want to manifest that? And once you've answered what changes, okay, so you can use money. Everybody wants to talk about money, but money is the most abundant thing on the planet. But let's just talk about it. So let's say that you have the $1 million in the bank account. You've paid off all the things that you were going to pay if you got $20 million or whatever, and you have $1 million left. And now what? So the money is there. What changes? Freedom. What changes? Why did you want to manifest it? To just stop being stressed out and stop having anxiety? Well, you can do that and doesn't cost $1 million. So once you start to break down these questions and start to really try to analyze why it is that you want something and come in alignment with the reason that you need that and what changes with you, you can start co-collaborating in this universe at any time you want, about anything you want, and for anything you want. So the one thing that you're going to have to just resonate with is that everything is energy. Everything is energy. This is a scientific fact. When you die, you weigh the same amount as you did when you were alive. So what changes? What's different? And so even when you die, your energy doesn't die. It transmutes. And in a lab, if they were trying to destroy an atom, it splits. What do you think happens to you? You go to the next level. You go to the next stage. You go to the next phase. But right now, your desire to have this thing manifest into your reality without even knowing what that change will be is slowing the process down. Now, one of my favorite scientists and speakers and really feeding into the scientific realm of manifesting was Albert Einstein. And I love him so much. On my email signature is a quote. And the quote is, match the frequency of the reality that you want, and you cannot help but manifest it. This is physics. Albert Einstein. Match the frequency of the reality that you want, and it cannot help but manifest into your reality. That is physics, Albert Einstein. So everything is energy, then it's a frequency, and then it becomes a reality, a vibrational match to your energy. So if you don't really know why you're chasing what you're chasing, and it's just, I just want money, you know, then you can't really align with all of the portals and all of the ways that the universe can very ingeniously create this in your reality. It's like people who have side hustles, they have 20 different ways or three different ways, their regular job, their side hustle job, and their other side hustle job for the universe to flood them with this needed money. So you're looking for ways to create opportunities in this reality. And the physics says that once you match the energy and the frequency, it will appear. That's just science. So when you start to understand this and when you start to co-collaborate in this reality that way, you start to understand that you have to get extremely, extremely clear. You have to get extremely, extremely clear, because knowing what changes, knowing why you want to manifest it, changes the game completely. It changes the game completely. Because now you're focused on a specific reason and a specific outcome. And now you can get real clear about it. You can get super focused and hyper-driven about creating that into your reality because you're a vibrational match to it. And so now that you have the clarity, now that you've defined why, now you know what it is, does it change it? Probably. And that's the best part. Once you start breaking down the reasons and once you start dissecting it like a lab, okay, you will then look at these things and say, well, I mean, did I just want to be rich to be rich? That's stupid. Maybe I want to travel. Well, you don't need $1 million to travel. I would go volunteer. I would adopt all the dogs at the animal shelter. I'd adopt all the cats at the animal shelter and I'd buy a farm and take care of all of them. That might cost you some money, but what could you do right now? You could go to the animal shelter, walk the dog. You could foster the dog. You could foster the cat. You could go down and donate some dog food and some cat food. Your limited reality, because you don't really know what it is that you really want to manifest, can't come into your reality because you're so unclear about why you want it and what it is that you really want. Okay? So in that vibration, in that abundant vibration, you're going to start to go on to the next evolutionary process of manifesting. And that next process of manifesting is expecting it to appear. You're expecting the thing to manifest. You're looking behind every corner. Is that it? Is that him? Is that her? Is that my dream job? Is that the farm I'm going to buy for all the cats and the dogs and the cows and the pigs that I'm going to rescue? You really live in a vibrational universe where you are already anticipating that win. You're already telling people I'm about to open the farm. You're already telling people how many dogs you're going to have, how many kennels. You've thought about the drainage. You are living in the reality that it is already done. The animals are rescued. All the dogs are running around and you have volunteers from all over the world who are living on the property just to help you rescue the dogs. And they live for free and they love animals and they're just like you. But you're expecting it to come. My next live group course is now open for enrollment. So, hey, listen, it's called Into the Mystic. It's a powerful 4-week course that teaches you everything. I mean, everything you need to know about manifesting your unlimited abundance. I want you to join me and meet your new tribe of connected, spiritual, and dynamic souls from around the world who are also stepping into their level up season. Now, listen, this is the best part. There are only 20 seats. So if you have any doubts, I have answers. Right there in my show notes, just click over I offer a free call about any of the things that I offer. So let's get out of the doubt and into you changing and revolutionizing your life with Into the Mystic. Once you start to expect it to come, the very next thing that you have to do, and this is a big one, is protect your energy. Because remember, energy, frequency, vibration. So protecting your energy means that you cannot go backwards by hanging out with somebody who isn't of the same energetic system that you are. So if you're vibrating at a higher rate of manifesting and you gave up alcohol and whatever it was, the vice that was bringing you down, and you have clarity and you know what you want and you understand that everything is energy and you understand that this is physics and you understand that this is way bigger than me and you, and you go hang out with the person that says, one more shot, let's do a shot, let's hook up with that girl, that guy, those people, let's go do some really bad things. That's you operating in lack, in fear, and vibrating in a reality you don't belong in. So it's going to get really twisted, it's going to get really sideways, and it's going to feel really uncomfortable. Because lack only attracts more lack. And when you see that the people in your life are starting to run for the hills and you no longer have anything in common with them and you can't connect with them, it's because the universe is asking you to back the fuck away. It's saying that lack only attracts lack, that alcohol only attracts more alcohol, that problematic person is only going to attract more problems, that they're their own hurricane and tornado of their energy, and misery loves company. And you have to protect your energy like you would protect your child or your pets or even your person. It is so vital for you to protect your energy and to understand that it's one of the biggest reasons that people fall back into old habits and bad habits, because they're so committed to that friend or that old life, or I'm going to keep it real, I'm going to keep it 100, you know, all of that bullshit energy. None of that's going to help you, because you already know by having this desire what it's going to create for you. And by understanding that, you have to get really clear. And by protecting your energy and avoiding the people and the situations that were leading you down and astray, isn't you being a bad friend. You're asking them to raise their vibration to meet you where you're at. I can't have conversations with people I used to have conversations with. I'm like looking at them like I'm speaking English and they're speaking a language I don't understand. And as you're in that spiritual awakening, life can get a little lonely and it can be a little disheartening, and you can feel like you're kind of isolated. But then it gets really good, because the universe starts bringing in all these people who are a vibrational match to us, and all of a sudden we're dancing on the tables of fun. Instead of being drunk and looking at this video and going, oh, fuck, did I do that? Shit. Did I call her? Did I call them? So when you're living in that vibrational place and you're understanding these things and you understand that it's science and you see that you have to be very clear, and then you start expecting this and you can start taking action in those things right now, the next step in really manifesting the life of your dreams and understanding the concept of this as a absolute, you have to practice patience. Oh, patience. This is still one of my biggest things that I have the worst time with. I try so hard to be patient. So I get it. I get that you guys are not patient. You want it now, and 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 you want it now. But that's not the way the universe works. Remember, they're on a time-space continuum, that this isn't your first time on Earth, and you're an energetic being that never dissipates. So 20 years to your guides and your angels and your spirit guides and your higher self guides, they're not thinking anything of it because you're going to be living in eternity. So they're like, yeah, yeah, yeah. When she turns 37, she gets that guy. Or when he turns 41, he gets the dream baby, whatever it is. So when I went back to school and went back to school for mindfulness cognitive therapy, during the mindfulness part, we had to learn patience. Mindfulness is about observing, being in the moment. And so one day I went to class and we had to observe a raisin. Now I'm going to ask you to do this yourself and see how you do. So in order for you to practice patience, one of the things in mindfulness that I learned is that you have to observe it, you have to sit in it, you have to allow it to be, and you have to create a lot of patience. So the exercise was that you get a little box of raisins, or the whole box gets handed to the first person in the class, and everybody takes one raisin out. So you have your singular raisin, and all of a sudden, you have to look at it, examine it, describe it, feel it, squish it. Then you had to listen to it, first in your right ear, then in your left ear. And then you look at it again, you squish it again, you put it down. What did you hear? What did you see? What did it feel like? Then you were supposed to put the raisin on your tongue and smell it. Then you had to smell the raisin. So first it was visualizing, writing it all down, smelling it, writing it all down, listening to it, writing it all down. Then after you look at it, hear it, and smell it, you then had to taste the raisin, okay? Well, I thought you taste and you swallow it and you're done with the raisin. Visualizing the raisin, 20 minutes. Listening, 10 minutes on one ear, 10 minutes on another. Then smelling it, 10 minutes. 10, 20, 30, 40. You know what the other 20 minutes was? Tasting it, rolling it around in your mouth, and then finally eating it. But this pendeja, no, I won't say anything bad about myself, but this manifestor in training popped the raisin in her mouth and ate it. And so I sat around for 20 minutes looking at everybody everybody thought I was so stupid, I'm sure, because it was very clear the instructions on the board, but I just had no patience. I was just getting into meditating. I really didn't understand how to calm my energy and to control my energy and to control my focus. And I ate the raisin. Well, guess what happened? My professor made me start over. Another 60 minutes. 60 minutes with a raisin. I won't touch a raisin now. I have no desire to ever read a raisin again. But when I see it, it reminds me to be more patient. So you have to learn how to practice patience in your own way. And I highly suggest trying the raisin exercise, but maybe trying it with 5-minute increments and build yourself up to 10 minutes. Unless you're really good at meditating and you're already meditating a lot. And if you're already meditating a lot, you can probably do this 10-minute practice, which will in turn help you manifest things into your reality a little bit easier and a little bit smoother. Okay. So the next thing that I want you to resonate and to align with is that you need to learn to pivot. Nothing is ever going to come the way you think it is. I'm going to say that again. Nothing, 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 nothing ever comes the way that you think it is. But if you have that clarity, if you have that desire, if you know what you want, you understand the physics of it, you understand that you're going to start taking action. You understand that it's going to come. You're going to protect your energy. You're going to practice patience. You're also going to have to be flexible. And you're going to have to allow yourself to be a bigger and a better version than you've ever known of yourself. And this, my friends, is one of the most important aspects of manifesting your desires and manifesting your dreams. Because after you've accepted the fact that you have control over nothing and that you just have to find a way to live in this moment, that you can receive some of the benefits that you want from the things that you want to manifest by simply taking action right now, going to the animal shelter, helping the homeless people, whatever it is that you would do after you've paid all your bills and everything's happened and you know that you want to manifest and why that reality happens, you can take inspired action right now. Don't let that lack mentality, that lower vibrational version of yourself, that fear overcome you. And take some sort of inspired action. And then every day, I want you to do one thing towards that goal. Just one thing. So let's take the ideology of creating a sanctuary for dogs and cats. So every single day, you have the ability to do one thing towards that goal. What is it? What could you do? Go volunteer at the animal shelter. Sure. Donate food to the animal shelter. Great. Volunteer at a rescue. Even better. Go check out a sanctuary in your area or nearby. Wonderful. Go volunteer for a week at a sanctuary. Even better. You didn't need $1 million to do any of those things. And still, you were helping the animals and you were helping the pets and you were living towards the outcome of the desire you want. Now, every single day, you're looking for a way to be in alignment with that. And every single day, the universe is going to give you a chance to do that. And so no matter where you are in your life and no matter what's going on with you, you have the ability in this moment and in this timeline and by the sound of my voice to manifest a life that is worthy of you. I look at some of the things that I did, a lot of the things that I did before I became a higher version of me. And I know that I did those things because I didn't believe I was worthy of more. And so I would get jealous and insecure and have anxiety and have fear and massive depression. But manifesting is a lifelong commitment. It's not a 5K, it's a marathon. And there is no goal. The goal moves and moves. It's a moving target. There's no crossing the finish line. So having the money doesn't change you. That's why lottery winners always lose all their money. They were only a vibrational match to focusing on the lottery. They weren't a vibrational match to wealth. They weren't a vibrational match to abundance. They were only a vibrational match to that one specific thing. And then the universe comes and snatches it right back out because you weren't actually manifesting money. You were manifesting winning the lottery, not wealth. And wealth isn't your tax return. In America, we have tax returns. If you're listening to the Netherlands or Scotland or Ireland or Australia or Africa or Canada, it may be different. I don't know your system. But here in the United States, we earn money and then the government says, give us your money, and we put it on a piece of paper and we send it to them. And at a certain point, you make so much money that you don't pay those taxes and all the poor people pay them. That's America. But manifesting is a lifelong process. And it's not something that you do once and then you let it go. You're continually creating in every aspect of your life. The fact that you listen to this podcast today shows that you are absolutely ready to create a reality that's different than the one you're currently living in. And I have a solution. I want you to listen to more of these podcasts until you feel vibrationally aligned enough to step out of fear and step into faith. I have 3 different group programs that I offer year round. Well, 1 just in the beginning of the year and 2 that I offer year round every quarter. And then I do one-on-one coaching. I even do hourly calls. So I want you to Trust the process. The universe didn't direct you to me and to this podcast because it was intimidated by your goals. It was intimidated by your thoughts. It gave you the thoughts. It's going to help you find the goals. And I want to be the person that helps you create that reality in the best and the fastest way possible. And I want that process to be more seamless and more adventurous and have some fun. Enjoy this life. You only get a couple of years and then you're on to the next journey. I want you to be so connected to that version of you that you celebrate even the smallest wins with the victory of an Olympic champion. I love you. I love you. I love you. So we're going to end with my favorite way of closing the show. So after we do this, producers, you can cue that music. We're going to close by saying one of my favorite mantras by Dr. Wayne Dyer. Everything is always working out for me. So we're going to say this three times and then the word everything three times. And then it's a wrap. So be sure to sign up for my newsletter so you and I can continue the conversation every 2 weeks. All right, on a deeper level. I love you and I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. It's coming, it's coming. All right. And 3, 2, 1. Everything is always working out for me. Everything is always working out for me. Everything is always working out for me. Everything, everything, everything. Again, everything is always working out for me. Everything is always working out for me. Everything is always working out for me. Everything, everything, everything. Yes! Now go and manifest your dreams today. Thanks for listening to this episode of Manifesting Miracles. Now it's time for you to take action. I invite you to hang out with me just a little bit more by signing up for my newsletter. You'll get instant exclusive access to the practices that will chart your own path to abundance. And yes, spark that highest version of you. Head to the show notes right now so you don't miss a thing. Now listen, I fucking believe in you. And it's now time for you to win, win, win. Yes, yes.